have had some technical problems.
Hit it! We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
Is it starting? You tell me when to talk. Hey, okay, I guess we're live. I don't even know. I need some fucking cans here. Can I get some fucking cans? Can I get some cans? Can I cans? Woohoo! It's Playboy. It's the Naughty Show here on Playboy Radio. Seventh Heaven. Bam! Big show. Happy Halloween, everybody. God, chaos ensues. If you guys were checking out the live show on Laughter, thank you so much for listening and checking out. It was a phenomenal show. Steel Panther, Malice, Joey Coco Diaz. I mean, the list goes on.
I mean, there's more to the list.
It never stops.
It never ended.
It never stops. There we go. Sam. Man.
How do you feel, Sam? You're coming off the high of a live Naughty Show with all those stars running around. How do you feel?
I'm going to be honest with you.
And Sam, I need you to be honest with me.
I started at suicidal.
Okay, good. So from a good spot.
At Man, Life is Good.
Sam.
I went and talked to Steel Panther after. They were so thankful for us letting them do the show. It was fucking hilarious.
That's hilarious. And just don't tell them that we should thank them, because then we show them.
Right?
Yeah, it's like that's how you do it. You know,
are you saying I should have laid into him a little more?
Yeah, I think maybe they go, dude, thanks so much for having us. You go, that was really good. You guys, I mean, come on. I'm giving you this break. Next time we do this, let's go. You know, let's see. Because they were hilarious.
Dude, let me tell you how lethal fast those guys
fast.
Were. Fast. Like they were, I mean, they had a line for everything.
I know. Yeah. No, they were really fucking funny. There's good banter. They got good banter.
It was truly amazing.
We have
an incredible show here on Playboy Radio.
I think we all still want to talk about the banter.
We're going to get into the banter.
I'm
telling you what we're going to discuss a little more about the live Naughty Show we just did.
Okay.
Then we got a very lovely lady.
Do we need to explain that Vicky is on her way?
I don't know what to say. Yes, Vicky is on her way, okay. And she should be jolly
and should we say
and
that it's
happy
nine
and fun to talk to.
9:03 in the P's, everything's going good.
She is going to be full of fun. It's going to be a great time. I love Vicky. She did a great job on the show.
Yep.
She was great. We got, real quick, Justin Bieber goes to strip clubs. People go crazy. And we have one of the ladies who is blessed to get rained on by the Biebs.
That's amazing.
We got Diamond's going to be calling in a couple minutes. And then we have everybody's favorite on the Naughty Show. He's a cold-blooded fucking assassin.
And a murderer.
We're bringing back the regular. We're bringing him to the Seventh Heaven. Bringing him to the Big Dirty Dojo. We got Skippy Greens in the studio.
Bingo.
And then, of course, we're going to end the show with another. We're bringing this is a night
excited.
Of old friends.
Yeah, and old flames.
She did the old room. She did the room. I think she did. Must have did a Red Band when we were in his closet. Nikki Lynn Cat's going to be on the show singing a couple songs. So it's a great time. I had a great time.
Okay,
I had such a fun time. I was blown away by. I mean, dude. The crowds were great. The crowd was great.
Yeah, they were money.
The problem with doing a live podcast in a comedy club
sure.
is that it's a different expectation.
And what, Sam, and I want you to elaborate.
And basically, like, when people go to a comedy club, they want set up punch, set up punch, set up punch, set up punch.
Right, and instead you're putting on more of a variety show.
No, we're more talking.
I was going to say we're more talking. Yeah, exactly.
It's very conversational.
Yeah.
We're just shooting shit.
Oh, you mean they expect like, ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
You know, no, that you're not going to get that, guys. You know, At a podcast, yeah. It was good to have all those people around, though, because without them, what would it have been?
Without you guys, we're just talking to ourselves.
I mean, that's what it would have been. That is exactly what it would have been. Bottom liner trips.
Oh, my God. We almost had a moment where someone was going to fist their asshole in front of our good friend, Gareth.
No, that wasn't what was going to happen.
It was about to happen.
No, what was going to happen is you were going to make me give a woman the shocker, which is two in the pink, one in the stink. And
Or you could have gone the rocker, which is the reverse, two in the stink, one in the pink.
Or the shot blocker, which is five in the stink and no pink. Fuck the pink.
That's just straight German.
Yeah, it's just, that means I thought it was your pussy. That's what that means when that happens. That means you're going guns blazing.
We got black chicks to make out.
Those girls probably had no idea what they were in store for because they came to the show, I think maybe like, what the fuck's going on? And by the end, we're making out for two bottles of tequila, lingerie, edible pot, and dildos.
Yeah, what other place do you ever get that?
Sam, I think it's safe to say no other place besides Narnia.
Yeah.
That's the only other spot where that's happening.
Would you say the Naughty Show tonight was Narnia?
I would say it was the Narnia Show. Yeah, I would. Tonight was Narnia. All we needed was a centaur.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. The tequila company that came, too, they were great.
Yeah, they were lovely.
Vivos Los Tequilos Sanchos.
I was doing some investigating with a girl about the tequila after, and she had a lot of really good information.
And what'd she say?
You know, it's alcohol and shit, and she was pretty.
She was doing shots. There was a lot of hot chicks at the show, too.
Good amount of hot
Chaos,
chicks at the show.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, such a good time.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
And then I do think that I think Dean Del Rey is awesome and funny. He must think this whole thing's really weird because he has no idea what's going on. And people on Twitter are just like, hey, Gareth's gay. And all. And he must just, I think he must be like, Gareth's a weird guy.
Yeah, he probably wants to hook you up with his gay relatives.
All right. Well, I'm glad we dug deep and solved the problem, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Well, 2 minutes of vamping,
very
huh?
Very sensitive about that.
I'm not.
Very sensitive.
I'm not. I was getting...
Dude, let me tell you. There's nothing better that can happen for your career, Gareth, than everybody thinks that you like to smoke pole. I'm telling you, man.
Right.
Doors will open in this town
right.
that you'll never see and would never have normally opened.
So you're saying that I gay-fuck my way through Hollywood to the top.
I'm saying you don't
I Travolta
have to,
it.
You don't have to do it, but it's good that
but
they
it might
think
save
you,
me 5 or 6 years
yes.
of work.
They that they
I could just,
think maybe it might happen.
If I could Perry Caravello my
yes.
way
yes.
into Hollywood.
Yes.
Like the Scaremaster.
Yes.
Find my Randy Callahan.
Yes.
Suck that bone.
Jizz hands it.
Make a little jizz
the
hands
kids in
action.
The studio are going jizz hands happy.
No, the kids love the jizz hands. I saw a number of kids going out as jizz handers this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird to see children
with cut with you know, and you go up to the parents, you go, what are they? They go, oh, they're jizz hands.
Entering the studio is the queen of our world.
Vicky Pease.
We love her so much.
Vicky and the Pease.
We're so excited she made it.
908 and the
Without
Pease.
Without her, this is not possible.
Sam Tripoli for
Please
three.
Please give it up for the love of my life.
Sam Tripoli.
If she wasn't married to a great guy,
here we go.
I would totally make a move. My radio soulmate, Vicky Pezza.
Sam wants to bang Vicky in the piece.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Welcome. Yay. It looks good in here. Did we cover
Doesn't
that?
It? I like that they went to red. They mixed it up. It's
Ooh.
Fucking stylish.
Vicky, how are
it's
you?
It's like Halloween. I'm good.
Vicky, you're here, but you know what? We got to go into a quick interview on the phone.
Let's do it.
On the page.
You know, everybody wants to get close to the Biebs. Everybody wants to get close to the Biebs, but this woman actually did. She is a dancer extraordinaire, straight out of H-Town. Please welcome to the show, Diamond, everybody. Diamond, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, Diamond.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling into our show. Let's talk about your life and how great it is.
Yes, it's been great.
So you've seen the begin all this amazing attention because the Biebs walked in and made it rain all over your beautiful self.
Yes, I've been getting a lot of attention, a lot of emails, a lot of hate tweets, a lot of everything.
Oh, let's get into the hate tweets. Bieber believers or whatever those whack jobs are called. Believers.
Yes.
So what?
Believers are crazy.
They attacked you.
Yes, and they still are. I don't think it's ever going to stop.
What is along the lines of their attacks on you? You're a beautiful woman. I don't know why they want to attack you. You know, you're
thank
gorgeous.
You, thank you. Thank you.
What do they say to you?
They say they hate me. Justin never touched me. they wish that I died. Just a whole bunch of craziness. Like, they just go, like, I don't know, like, they just go from day in, day out. They hate me. That's just it. They wish
now,
I died.
What is, what's the average person who is, who's attacking you? Can you describe them? Are they, like, 13-year-old fat girls?
Yeah, they are,
or
they are cute. Yeah, pretty much. It's no adults. Most of the adults are, like, you know, ignore them. They're kids. Majority of them are, like, 13, 14-year-old kids. Like, the things that they tweet, like, I don't know where their parents are.
Are they mostly girls, little girls?
No, I mean, most of them have Justin's pictures up, so you don't know who's tweeting.
Oh, my God.
You know, the little picture in, on the
wow.
top of the baby is, you don't know who's tweeting, if it's boys, girls, or...
That must be really weird.
I love to. A lot of his fans like me. Right. They love me. They wish they were me. Blah,
let's get away from the hate and let's get to the love. Yeah. So yeah, let's talk about this. The Bieber walks in. What's the feeling in the room? What are the girls talking? Is this the shot? Is this the golden ticket? Are you gonna make moves? Are you gonna pull out your special dance for the Biebs?
It's like he walks in and the DJ announced it over the mic and everybody just went crazy. So I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I have to dance for him. That's the first thing I think, like, okay.
Okay, let me ask you something, Diamond. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Okay, tell me who Bieber walks in, Jesus Christ walks in. Who gets more attention from the dancers?
Of course, Bieber.
The Bieber. Yeah. Who wants salvation? You want it to rain. So, I from what I told, the Bieber makes it rain. Did he flood the place?
So does Jesus.
Yes, it was money everywhere, like all over the floor, all over the stages. It was just crazy.
Now, Bieber's there at the stage. What move is Diamond throwing at him to get him caught in your little love web?
Actually, I wasn't, when I first approached him, I wasn't dancing, he wasn't dancing. It was more like he was kind of getting settled and he saw me, he's like, okay, you know, he picked and chose who he wanted in his section and they played some of his new music and then he just went from there. That's when all the booty popping and the
now is when he's talking to you, is shirt on or shirt off?
Oh yeah, his shirt was off. It was
his
really
shirt
high.
Yeah, Bieber loves to rock no shirt.
Yes, he was definitely. He had a nice little six pack.
So when the Bieber's music is playing in the club, how are you girls able to dance with that nausea feeling? Like how?
No, you like. I'm gonna say something. Oh. The black community loves the Biebs. The black community. Yeah. Let me tell you, the black community liked Justin Timberlake way before.
I love Justin. Yes.
See,
yes.
They love him. White guys are like, oh, those fucking dudes.
Oh. That sounds like what I just said.
No, yeah. Justin was in there. He was in there crunk like you. Like, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I heard it was his first time, but he definitely knew what he was doing.
Did you feel?
By what do you mean by that he knew what he was doing? Throwing money, smacking asses?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't really smacking, but, you know, like touching the girls, throwing money. Like, you know, he had the whole little make it rain down pack, like. He knew what he was doing.
You're saying that little white lesbian-looking kid has game.
I'm telling you, he was in, like, I don't know if it's because he's been hanging with Floyd, but he has it down pat.
Now, is it a totally nude club or a topless club?
No, it's topless.
Okay. Now, did you grind on the Biebs? Did you do a little grind?
Yes, I had to.
You did you do it with a gun to your head? Was there a gun?
I'm sorry?
Did they put a gun to your head to make you grind on the Biebs?
No, absolutely not. He's a cute kid.
Now, when the Biebs came in, what kind of pants was he? Was he wearing, like, nice, like, jeans, or was he going, like, that scumbag move guys do where they pop a Viagra, they put on some sweatpants, and no underwear, and they make you grind on him? Did the Biebs go creepy on you?
No, he had on blue jeans.
Now, could you feel his package getting excited? Was his packaging believing in you as you danced?
Of course.
So does okay, breaking news. Does Justin Bieber have a fucking sweet piece of meat? Say
it
break
okay.
it, Diamond. Give us the word.
She just
it was okay. It was okay. It wasn't the biggest I've seen, but it was okay.
Breaking news.
Interesting.
Interesting. Now, really quickly, do you ever hook up with white guys? Are you a sister that loves white guys?
I actually do like white guys.
You do like white guys?
Yes.
Oh man. That's great to hear.
Did Justin have the monkey with him?
No, I wish. If he had the monkey,
that sounds like a really great night. It already sounds like an amazing night. But would you bring that monkey?
Would you pop Molly and party with Justin Bieber and a monkey?
No, I wouldn't pop Molly. I'd get drunk, though. We could turn up with the monkey, you know, have our own private party.
What if the monkey had, like, really good E? Like, he's like, the monkey's like, trust me, I've taken a lot of E as Justin's monkey. This is the shit.
No, definitely not. No, definitely not.
Okay.
Well, if the monkey's got great E and says he wants to sign you to his new label, would you drop E with them?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
There we go. All right,
like
good. Good to know the
Diamond,
price.
We want to say, I know you're coming into town soon. You probably got a bunch of meetings.
Am.
Will you come live in studio so I can stare at you?
Of course. Show you guys my booty.
Will you dance? Will you do a dance for us in studio here at Playboy Radio?
Only if you guys give me a pole.
Okay, done deal.
I'll bring in some nickels and I'll make a drizzle.
Hey, we love you. Diamond, where can they check you out?
Okay, I'll see you guys soon. Thank you.
Wait, Diamond, where can everybody check you out?
Where can they see you?
You guys can follow me on Twitter at @OneReal_Diamond and follow my Instagram for all the lovely pictures. It's @OneRealDiamond, no underscore.
Yes, Diamond, we love you. Yes, we love you so much. Thank you for calling in, and we want to see you when you come into L.A.
I promise I will let you know.
All right, I'll pick you up at the airport.
Stay sexy.
Thanks,
bye, sunshine. Be safe out there. That was our friend Diamond.
Woo!
Diamond was cool as hell. Diamond, wow, that was a lot of fun. But let's keep, we got so much show for you. Enough with sexy black strippers who grind on little white boys.
Enough.
We got a very important welcome back to the studio, our good friend, Skippy Green, everybody.
Thank you.
Skippy.
It's great to be back. You got a new studio. The last time I was doing something with you, it was like the back of a van.
Yeah.
Right. Remember that?
Yeah.
When you used to just finger blast. It wasn't on the radio, which is the last time I saw Sam.
It was
the back
of
the van.
You were saying like a podcast.
There was a cast that had to be applied afterward. But that had nothing to do with any kind of broadcast.
The legendary Skippy Green. Hey, you know, we got the Naughty Show roast about to come up again. Will you be making a reappearance?
Well, you know, Sam, it's like my grandmother always said. As long as there's an opening, you could fill it.
That's nice. That's touched.
She was a very insane woman.
Okay.
She used to fuck cats.
Oh, Christ.
Wow.
Is that what they're doing with those cats?
No, I mean KATZ, our neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Katzes.
Wow. The Katz family.
Katzes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes. No, I will be, if the welcome is open, I will definitely be at the roast again.
You are welcome because you super crushed it last time.
Well, it wasn't too hard considering the other people on the show.
Oh, Jesus.
Very
I
nice.
Think everybody in the room was on the show.
It's very nice.
I don't take my statement back.
Is that a case in point right there?
That's just how good I am. I roast even when there's no roast.
Yeah, it's a roast within a roast.
It's the inception of roasts.
The inception of roasts, yeah.
You know, it's a roast within a roast within a roast, or as most Southern people call it, dinner.
That's very true.
Well, Vicky is actually a really great roaster.
Vicky, actually, you were great last year.
And she, you know, not only was she a great roaster, but she's also was great at this comedy rap battles that we did a couple nights ago.
I forgot about that.
Vicky actually went up there, rap battled, and was destroying the dude. I mean, lighting this guy up.
Yeah.
Girl, everyone's going nuts. If she would have just dropped one more rhyme on this guy.
Well, we taped it. And, well, it was pretty crazy because at one point after it happened, because they make you cheer to see who won. And he made the men and the women in the audience cheer separately to prove that women cheer louder, which has never been done
on
any of them.
He proved the point. They do cheer louder, and they cheered for her.
But it's very presumptuous that just because I'm a woman, the only people cheering for me are the other women. Everyone I had there with me was male.
Because men love you.
I found out the guy was a rapper.
Oh, the guy you went up
against?
The guy that but you beat him. If you had one more hit, you would have won that thing.
But it's a good thing because we went round two. So if I didn't have anything left to say, I was just picking him apart the way he looked.
I mean,
looked like
just
a criminal.
Pop, pop, pop.
So you pretty much blew your wad early anyway, so you wouldn't have been able to do any more.
Right. I had like one good one. like afterwards, I said his sneaker. I said he got his sneakers from the Seinfeld collection because they were like bright white sneakers and like dark everything else. And
oh, he
as I was saying it,
him.
I'm like, what if nobody gets this? Like, what if no one gets what I'm going
for? Lot of freestyle
everybody
Seinfeld.
Got it. Everybody
yeah.
got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
No, if there's anybody who knows about rap and black culture, it's that guy from Seinfeld.
Yeah, but there's a lot of rappers doing Seinfeld stuff. A lot of yeah. Those are cross cultures, really.
Yeah. When does rap become hipster like comedy? When does alt rap come out and we just see super nerdy fucking dudes doing really uninspiring rap?
Have you never heard of Will Smith?
Yeah. Oh. Touché,
I think there's
sir.
Some. There's some of that already.
There is some out there. Yeah. So we haven't seen you in a while, Skippy Green. I'm sure you've been on the super ass-tapping tour. Have you been banging any celebrities? Any great stories from the road?
I'll tell you what happened. You know, Sam, may I call you Sam?
You can.
Sam.
I would prefer it.
Sam.
Okay.
I went through a little growth. You know, I've been seeing this one broad, and, you know, I don't want to jinx anything, but I think she might be the one.
Oh, that's great.
Congrats.
By that, I mean the one who I don't make at the abortion.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. I'm going to make it. Get it? Come on. I'm a gentleman. But so we got some couple friends now, and I was talking to this guy in the couple, and they just had a kid, and he said he watched the birth. And he said he hated it. It totally ruined his, you know, his impression of what his wife's little hot pocket
right.
down there would
yeah.
look like. That's why I decided that me and my broad, if we ever decide to have kids, I'm not going to watch the birth.
Okay.
Because I want to remember her vagina just like it was when I first saw it.
Right.
Yeah,
being
I mean,
torn apart by three black cocks.
Hey! Never let you down.
You see, that was an extra time. Yes, usually it's 2-3. I went 2-3-4 and...
Yeah.
You're the best. Dude.
I'm taking comedy and turning it into on its ear and then raping it.
That's comfortable in the pocket. That's
now,
what that is.
Now,
much like my hand.
Why do you guys pocket? Watch their babies being born out of the vagina? I just think it's such a horrible
idea. I think
idea.
So. It really is. It like honestly, it I would imagine it going from like a little bluebird chirping into a hippopotamus yawning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would just completely
yeah.
tarnish
oh, real
it.
Quick. What would
much
that
like
sound
you?
Like? Going from a bird chirping, Gareth,
uh-huh.
to a hippo yawning.
Okay, bird chirping to a hippo yawning.
Oh, that
was
does
spot
happen.
On.
Thank you.
Sometimes
Chirping.
The vagina gets an air pocket up
yeah.
there. And
yeah,
pop.
Apparently Jabba the Cunt is down there somewhere.
That's absolutely right.
Can I say that?
You can.
Yes.
This
yes.
is Playboy Radio. We prefer you say that.
Can say Excellent. Cunt, can't show it. Right?
Well.
That's our rule.
That is the rule.
That's the rule.
Right.
That's the rule. That's the line we toe. That's the company line. Right, Sammy? I'm
I can't
a company
believe
man.
We can say the word, but we can't show the word.
Listen.
We almost did. We did a show where a girl was going to fist her asshole for a vibrator, and the government laws forbid that.
You know Sharon?
Yeah, she was down there. Yeah.
Sharon
yeah.
was going to come up on stage
yeah.
and just, I mean, this
she's,
girl.
She's,
girl
and the she's government
gonna go,
banned it?
Yeah. She's going to go hand puppet on her brown eye just for a little tequila.
You know, I hear that's what Dunham is doing now.
That's his new, that's instead of the jalapeno,
yeah,
that's his new one.
Have you ever watched, you remember when Dunham had a show on Comedy Central?
Yeah. No, it really worked well because
I blinked and missed it.
Ventriloquism sketch comedy, I always thought would work.
Yeah.
But why did they always feel the need to show him whispering? They would always cut to just him and the going.
I mean, why did they show the need for any of it?
Because he's got a big following.
It was just on last night. I swear they just had a
is
show on
Is it new
last
one or
night.
The old
I,
one?
I don't know. It was Halloween themed.
That's old.
Is it old?
This reminds me of a story.
Oh, fun.
It was 1942.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing a guest spot on a children's television show. Everything's going fine. Till during the break, the puppet on the show sexually assaulted me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was that puppet, Howdy something. Howdy...
Mm-hmm. Duty?
A little when he pulled his finger out. Thank you for being there, Vicky. Putz over here wouldn't give me the answer. I looked at him and he's like, I'm not going to set this one up. It's too easy. Thank God little rap battle redhead in the pink sweater knows how to make shit funny.
Duty.
Great.
Sorry.
Perfect.
Is it too late?
Timing should be your middleman.
Do you have a sound effect for that, though?
For how
can we hear a puppet sexually assaulting somebody and Duty falling out?
Hey, Skippy, it's Howdy.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Howdy?
Hey, just want to say great work out there.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, I think you dropped your spectacles.
Oh, let me bend over and... Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Oh, you like that? Whoop, little cake on the finger.
That is the worst me I've ever heard.
I could do worse.
He's more of a sound effect
guy.
Yeah,
it's more
seriously,
sound effects. You,
yeah, it's stick with the Michael Winslow, don't go to the Calienda.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's tough
You're
to
on
hear.
Fucking fire.
That's tough to hear because I have been thinking about
dude, you know, there's a beef
playing.
Between him and Winslow right now. There's a huge fucking fight going on Twitter.
Winslow prefers to call it his penis, not a beef.
Yeah. There's a huge penis going on between him and
Big penis.
Anything happening with that?
Waiting. Patiently waiting for. I'll wait. Look, it's the fight of my life. I'm
Why
ready.
Why is he ducking you?
A lot of people say because he's scared. You know, a lot of people say he doesn't want to get, you know, fucked up, and I get that. But, you know, then just pass me the baton.
Now, let me ask you something, Skippy.
Quit stalemating.
Green. Do you have any, let's say, rap battles? He's got some with Winslow. There's a battle. Is there any? Do you have anybody out there you're taking
feuds?
To? Yeah, any feuds?
Well, I didn't want to. I didn't think you were going to bring this up, Sam. You're kind of putting me.
Hey, man, I'm the Connie Chung of podcasting. I ask the questions.
Oh, that meant you fuck old white men.
And I fuck old white men.
Got it.
Okay? That's how I roll.
I understand.
All right, you got to get with it, man.
Well, to be honest with you, Samuel, I've had a little bit of a problem with a certain somebody in high stature. I shouldn't even say the name, but all right. He used to be the president of the United States before a current one. Nobody specific, though.
Wait.
Wow.
Dick Cheney.
No, the one who looked like he was president.
Okay.
It goes back a few years ago. It was 2003.
I wish we had some music for the go back. I did nothing on my sound effect machine. For
how about a
flashback?
How about Mr.
Doctor.
Dr. McFerrin over here.
Thank you. Just keep setting the scene. I'll pepper him.
All right. So it was 2003. I'm fist fucking Barbara Bush in the Burger King bathroom in Sheboygan.
We're out of Whoppers. We're out of Whoppers.
When all of a
there's someone in here.
I was going a long time. I was about elbow deep at this point.
Oh, kick this out.
Good. When all of a sudden, who walks in? George W.
The hell?
Georgie. And he looked at me and he said, "Hey, what are you doing to my mother?" And as I'm elbow deep in this old woman's vagina, pounding away, I look at him and I go, "About the same thing you've been doing to the country."
Hey-o!
Now, do you notice how I slipped cunt in that joke?
Oh.
It was a double entendre.
Dude, you are the master of that. You are
fisting,
known for
absolutely.
Your fisting material.
Wow. Well, that's what got me on Thick of the Night back in 83.
Which was a big break.
Huge break.
Huge break, yeah.
Huge.
Let's talk about how the industry has changed, Skippy.
You don't want to talk about that appearance? Okay.
Okay,
right.
Let's go into
No, you keep going.
All right, I'll tell you. Before I start, my agent comes up to me. Incidentally, my agent, he's this guy. He's Italian guy. His name is Vinnie Coppola. I'm telling you, this guy's so Italian, even his cock has a pinky ring. Scooby-Doo! So, he says to me, "Skippy, now, you got to keep it clean." I said, are they trying to censor me here? And he goes, "Skippy, this could be a big break. Keep it clean." I said, "All right." So I go out there. I open with something a little light. I said, "Say, what's the difference between New York City and Los Angeles?"
What's the difference between New York City and Los Angeles?
About 3,000 miles. Munchie-chee.
Yeah.
All right. So
I
good.
I get nothing.
Nothing on that?
Nothing. So I said, you know
that
what?
That crush.
That's a great joke.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I said, "All right, I'll upshift to something a little edgy." So I said, "Say, you know, I just saw the black version of the Vagina Monologues."
Yes?
"It's called Talking About My Coochie. GoBots!" One, that didn't work, probably because the play hadn't been invented yet. I was way ahead of my time.
That's amazing.
So I said, "Well, fuck this, I'm going dirty."
Okay.
So there I was, finger blasting this Mexican broad. All of a sudden, she starts going, "Ding, ding, ding, ding." I said, "Ooh, looks like I found you Taco Bell. Amazing Spider-Man!"
He's on fire!
How did that play?
Well, Alan Thicke offered me the role of Mike Seaver on Growing Pains.
Holy shit!
Right then and there. But I had to turn him down.
Why?
Because I was already in development with my own show.
Which
for,
was?
For PBS.
What was that show
It
about?
Was going to be the very first reality show.
Oh, wow.
I was way ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And this was my premise. This was the show.
Okay.
I live in a mansion with 14 beautiful supermodels.
I see the picture. I'm picturing it.
Every week, I fuck them all, send one of them home.
Okay. Oh.
At the end of the series, at the end of the season, there are two broads left. I fuck them both. In front of their family.
Oh.
And then after that, I send the last one home, finish on the other chick's tits, come in her face, and the show's called, ta-da.
Oh, my God.
The Aristocrats?
Well, now you're being silly.
That was now for PBS?
That was going to be for PBS.
That's weird.
Not the public broadcasting people, the pubic bone.
Oh, that was for the pubic bone.
Oh, okay.
Would you guys say that would be Ask the Daddy, what he just talked about?
It's
ask
close.
The Daddy?
Ask the Dad?
Ask the Dad.
What's Ask the Dad?
That's a reference to, we had DJ Doug Pound on our live podcast we just did, and he is trying to get a chick who will do Ask the Dad.
Yeah, he has shirts that he sells that say Ask the Dad. They're just good conversation starters.
I think he wants to do
icebreakers.
I think he wants to do some more drops in our show.
Oh, yeah?
I talked to him. He said, call me. Let's talk about it.
Awesome.
So maybe we might have DJ Doug Pound dropping some beats in our fucking show.
Well, that's wonderful.
You must be elated over this.
I got to be honest. I'm a huge Doug Pound fan.
I thought so.
Him, Sinatra, and the Velvet Fog Mel Torme.
Torme, sure.
That's what's on my iTunes right now. And Doug Pound.
So let me
Doug
ask
Doug Pound.
Real quick, what's in your future?
Doug Pound.
Doug Pound. What's in your future?
My future, Samuel. I just wrote a movie. I actually wrote the Skippy Green movie.
Yeah.
It's called Skippy Green Intergalactic Comedian.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's 132 pages of hilarity.
Okay. Good.
First draft.
Yeah, okay, good.
And what the hell else am I doing? Actually, if this is live now, if anybody's around San Diego tomorrow night, I'll be at the Madhouse Comedy Club.
Great club.
Love it. Very excited about that.
Great club.
And then I'll be fucking your mother.
Oh, that's good. So that's a big day.
It's a good day for comedy?
And
a good
your
day
mother.
For my mother?
And a great day for your mother.
Wow.
I was talking to actually everybody in the room.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh.
That's tough.
Not
all
for
of our
me.
Mothers at one time?
No, that would be silly. Oh. No, one at a time.
Oh, that's
But
nice.
The line will be forming.
Oh, so there, well, okay.
Well, should I tell my mother to arrive early so she can get in the head of the line?
Oh, doesn't matter what time she comes, she'll be coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's Armenian, Sam. She's going to go to the front of the line no matter what's going
so
on.
So uncalled for.
What?
Skippy, we want you to hang out during the show.
And
I want you to be part of what we're about to do. We have another guest. One more time for Skippy Green, who just super crushed it.
Stop it.
Super crushed it. What's your website?
Lickmyballs.cc. The letter C and the letter C. Or if you're Hispanic, that's lickmyballs.yes.
Okay. Lickmyballs.cc. All right,
CC.
Guys. Joining us is another old friend of the Naughty Show. I think she... Now, we were trying to decide if the last time you did an Naughty Show, if you were at Red Band's house. Were you at Red Band's?
It was Red Band's house.
Okay,
yes.
Please welcome to the show, friend of show. She's been on the show. Last time she was on the show, we were in Red Band's house doing it on his futons. Now she's here in the lovely Playboy Radio studios. Please welcome my good friend, Nikki Lynn Catt.
Yay. Hi, everyone. Oh, my gosh, this place is like an airport in a country that I'm not classy enough to go to.
This is like the Virgin Terminal.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like Tom Hanks right now. You're stuck in this terminal.
Blah, 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 blah.
You look good, Tripoli.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I've had a couple people since last week tell me that I look good.
Well, the only way to celebrate is to eat like shit and don't sleep a lot.
Well, yesterday was my birthday, and
happy
then
birthday.
Today.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Birthday.
And then today it was just eat like shit day, but now I'm back to... trying to look a little slimmer. I'm never going to go super because I like shitty food.
And you shouldn't have to avoid them.
Yes, right. I'm never going to be the lead guy, so I'm not worried that I got to be shredded.
Character actor.
Yeah,
need
right?
A little extra thick.
Yeah.
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 Like Eddie
totally. Like when somebody wants that really fat, ugly Brandon Routh look, they'll call you.
I have feelings. You have so much going on. You've been on MTV. You got a great new single. You're trying to put a video out called Dance Your Hate Away. What? Tell us about that.
Well, Dance Your Hate Away is actually the name of my new record.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I launched a Kickstarter campaign to make my new comedy music album, and it's inspired by electronic dance music. So we'll be taking my songs that are, you know, sweet sounding comedy songs about, you know, how to properly suck a man's testicles. And
is there a proper technique, Nikki Lincoln?
There is, and I have come up with a method that I can play for you in song if you'd like.
Can you play for in song, and then we'll discuss the technique afterwards?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, let's hear it.
You want to hear it? Okay.
Yeah, can we hear it? Do you guys want to hear a song about proper dick sucking techniques?
Do we?
Now, Nikki, you producing your own albums and all that stuff?
I'm working with two producers right now. One is...
But it's your own music, right?
It's my own music. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Here we go. Can you guys hear me? All right.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Advanced fellatio advice. It can be really nice when you wrap your lips around your teeth for added pressure, and you know most guys like it when you look them in the eyes. This can be challenging, but it adds to his pleasure. You wanna make him crazy, problem solved. You've got to get your hand involved. And whatever you do, don't forget about the balls.
Balls.
Don't forget about the balls. Balls. Don't forget about the balls. Well, you can tickle them lightly, or you can talk to them politely, but don't ever forget to put them in your mouth. Balls. Now, if you really love this dude, and if you're feeling in the mood, you can gently slip your middle finger in his asshole. You wanna make him crazy, problem solved. You've got to get his taint involved. And whatever you do, don't forget about the balls.
Balls.
Don't forget about the balls.
Balls.
Don't forget about the balls. He should never ever feel like it's a chore. He should think that there's nothing you want more. And if you breathe through your nose, you should be able to moan. You want to make him crazy, problem solved. You've got to get your tonsils involved. And whatever you do. Do you want to do a sing-along, everyone?
Yes.
All right. 2, 3. Don't forget about
the balls. Balls. Don't forget about the balls. Balls. Don't forget about the balls.
Oh, your high note is so good.
Thank you.
Don't forget about the balls.
Never forget about the balls.
Wow. That is so...
I would say that women should treat the balls like 9/11 and never forget about it, right?
That was,
is anybody with me on that one?
That's extremely accurate and catchy. That's
thank
amazing.
You.
Not you. Not what you said, Sam. I'm not, that's not a thing you should be saying thank you to.
What?
You.
I would love to say that I learned all of those techniques from experience, but unfortunately it was a little bit more scientific than that.
You did some research.
I did. It was a very scientific focus group that... That was what became of a 4th of July pool party.
Oh, so there
were like a bunch of dudes at a pool party, and they were writing a song about America because it was the 4th of July. And I was like, I think I want to write a song about blowjobs. So me and my friend Stacy started like writing the song, and then the guys who were writing about America were like, huh, what those girls are
did
writing
you mention
about
the taint over there?
Yeah.
I don't want to dip into what you guys are writing, but you did say taint or no?
So, yeah, we basically found out what all of these guys, what their favorite things were, and inserted the data into the song. And
you know, you could have combined the two and called it Red, White, and Blue Bulls.
That's why you have to get Skippy at these events.
I produce.
That's why everything. I need to get Skippy to co-write with me.
Yeah.
He's been doing this since the 30s, right?
Since, yeah, the 1930s. Matter of fact, you remind me of a very young, slutty Mama Cass.
That's very nice.
Oh, my God. That's so nice.
That's very nice.
Really by that, nice. I mean, I think you'd look wonderful with a ham sandwich just shoved in your mouth. By ham sandwich,
like
of course, I mean my penis.
Your penis, of course. Yes.
We understand the euphemism.
Absolutely. Because
I'm Jewish and it's not kosher and it's bad in both ways. All right, good.
Now, have women been working the ball since 1930s?
To be honest, and I'm glad you wrote this song, because a lot of women, especially back in the day, didn't realize that. Most women saw the balls as, well, kind of like a... like a bouncer.
Like a chin rest.
A chin rest. Yeah.
Like a beanbag for your
like
chin.
Like a beanbag for your chin.
That's
yeah,
where
exactly.
beanbags got invented.
Exactly.
Someone's like, imagine your whole body on the balls. Oh, my God. You picture that, laying in balls? You know what I mean? All right.
Maybe you.
The rumors on the net are going to keep spreading.
Oh,
though.
Boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Another montage.
Let me just buckle my seatbelt.
Now, Nikki, you have a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo or something going on?
It's a Kickstarter. So if you search Nikki Lynn Cat, Dance Your Hate Away, either of those terms would bring up my Kickstarter campaign. And I'm trying to raise the money to make a full-length record. And we're successfully funded now, so the record's going to happen.
Oh, that's great. Yay, America.
But you can still get a copy of it. And if you buy it, then I can make more songs.
Oh,
there we go.
That's fun math right there.
Yeah. Right now, I'm doing another song for every extra $1,000 that we raise.
Hold on. So let me ask you.
Awesome.
So you reach your goal.
Yeah, we reached the goal. I mean, it was a modest goal. It was a $5,000 goal. It got reached in like a couple of days. And so now we're at around 7,000, which is great. So I'll record 7 songs. I'm hoping to get to 10 in the next 5 days. So we'll
wow.
See.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
That's a great idea once you reach your limit, 1,000.
Might I suggest Dancing for Justin Bieber?
That sounds profitable.
I don't know.
There was a callback from an interview.
Yeah, you weren't
here.
We had the stripper who had danced with Justin Bieber online, and she broke some news. He's got a little dick, everybody. We just found that out. Breaking news. Justin Bieber, little dick.
And she really did, and that was really the truth.
Like, well, she grinded on him. They could tell if he got big dick or not.
Well, it's more so by omission. She didn't say it was huge.
Alleged. So can we say it's alleged?
We're alleging at this
we're
point.
Alleging.
Unless his penis has been inside her vagina, I don't believe it.
That's true.
A great point.
You also got to consider the vagina. I'm sure that thing is pretty damaged. It ain't the tightest ship in the armada anymore.
That's a very good point. There's a curve. There's definitely a curve.
I don't know, man. I've been with some strippers. They're pretty good at what they do. They're pretty good at, I mean, I got to be honest with you.
I've been on a few men in my time and women, and I have to say that
you go both ways, right?
I do go both ways, but now I'm
whose junk smells better?
Finally, somebody asked that.
It's on an individual basis, really.
Interesting. Interesting. Can you look at somebody and tell if they got good smelling junk or bad smelling junk?
No, but I mean. I've never really had to encounter super bad, although there was that one time.
You encountered some stinky ass junk.
I had to swallow some disgusting jizz once.
Ah.
It was right when I was counseled that I should be swallowing.
After you did it, did Joe Rogan yell, "Fear is not a factor"?
I don't know how, Sam, but you always get me to divulge more about life.
That
sounds terrible.
I know, and I read all this stuff afterwards, like maybe the guy's supposed to drink pineapple juice or
something they always
to make
say
it
pineapple
taste
juice.
Better, and I was just like, I'm just not going to do
you
that
you don't
to
need
again.
A jizz project. Just fucking, you know, just bring your good jizz to the table. If you don't have good jizz, get out of here.
Right? Yeah, you don't just keep it for the holidays.
Exactly.
Go on.
What's that?
Go on.
No, well, just on the topic of good jizz, I was just saying that...
Elaborate.
If I might elaborate, you know, the good jizzum isn't something you just say for special occasions.
It's not the China.
It's not the Thanksgiving. Oh, the family's here. Break out the good jizz. It should be every occasion.
Oh, I don't so like your father's family. Funny. Hide the good jizz. Hide the good jizz.
So funny,
I guarantee you, if the three wise men, instead of bringing frankincense, brought some jizz. Jesus Christ might still be alive to this day.
Maybe we don't
so
do the
myrrh. So hilarious. What were you saying, Nikki?
No, I was just saying. saying, like, I think it would be an interesting experiment to ask that man to drink some pineapple juice and give him another blowjob and swallow it.
Well, I have some pineapple juice right here. Why don't I drink it?
Well, it has to be that man, though.
Oh.
Skippy has terrible tasting jizz. He's on record. All right, he said
well,
that before.
Give us his name. We'll contact him.
You can breathe through your mouth and still smell it.
Experiment we're doing with his jizz.
That would probably be, well, except he wouldn't want to be named, right? But he'd probably be happy to get that call.
A great call to get.
Would you give him another blowjob and swallow and finish the experiment for us?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all
right. We're going to set this up.
Okay.
We're going to set this up. Awesome.
That changes
awesome.
Everything.
Somebody write that down. Somebody write that down for something.
But the trick is how
official.
To.
Oh, my God. It's official.
The trick is that I don't know if the guy will agree to it.
No. He'll agree to it. He'll agree to it.
We're going
to
tell him you're going to suck his dick. He's all in.
He'll agree to it.
We'll throw a Lucha Libre mask on him.
The only
know.
Way it doesn't happen like, is if he died.
Right, but you just can't.
As long as you don't
actually,
bite his
really
dick off, you're good.
You.
Shouldn't.
It's just how do we get him to drink the pineapple juice?
Oh, easy.
Hey, you're going to get your dick sucked if you drink this pineapple juice.
Hey, buddy.
Closed, yeah.
Let me tell you this.
Really? Every man's shaking their head. Yes.
You're
going to
get.
Really? That?
You're going to get your dick sucked. What's the catch? You got to have some delicious pineapple juice. Okay, what's the catch?
Charlie That's showed a- his asshole for a bottle of tequila. I mean, what do you want?
And he doesn't drink.
Right, which is the most baffling part.
All right, so
he just likes bottles.
Do you have a song, another song for us?
Yeah. Do you want one more or two more? I have to decide.
Well, do one more at least, and then we'll see how time goes.
Okay. Do you want a depressing song that has a bright side or a Halloween song? A
Halloween song.
Okay.
it's Halloween. Let's get the Halloween song.
So you can this song. And the ball song are included in my Kickstarter campaign. Even $1 will get you this Halloween song that's festive and the ball song and everything. So sorry for that shameless plug. But
no, that's what you're here for. You're here to plug. We're plugging away. We're going airtight on Nikki Lynn Cat here.
This
Please
is
enjoy.
My tribute to every lady who likes to take the opportunity of Halloween as an excuse to dress as slutty as they possibly can.
And we love you for it. I got a story about that, too.
Halloween is here, best time of the year, the one night I don't have to behave. My real costume is what I wear from 9 to 5. Tonight I'll be a different kind of slave. But last year, my costume sucked. Went as a fucking pirate again. But this Halloween, I wanna be a slutty cop, a trashy Cleopatra, or a naughty nympho nurse. 'Cause Halloween is a better night than any, to wear not much more than panties, and unleash my inner whore. And it's alright if I expose a little nipple tonight. Fishnets, capes, and feathers, what's a girl to do? My costume anxiety kicks in. The rental's at the shop, $200 a pop. There's no way that I can win. Just give me pleather boots, strap them up thigh high. It's just a costume, so it's okay. I wanna be little Red Riding Whore. Little Bo, won't you peep up my dress? I wanna gangbang like Smurfette. This Halloween, I wanna be a fairy who wears not much more than panties and fucks the Goblin King. And it's alright if I expose a little butt cheek tonight. Remember, it's almost November and I'm not gonna wear sweater, 'cause I'm gonna look hot, even if I get hypothermia. This Halloween, I'll join the downtown trannies and wear bubble wrap for panties at the Halloween parade. This Halloween is a better night than any to forget to wear my panties and cartwheel through the blockade. And it's alright if I expose a little vulva. It's alright if I give a clown a blowjob. It's alright if I am end up with a girlfriend tonight.
Oh. Every song should end with lesbianism.
There you go, Sam. Now Sam, you're in a really peaceful spot right now.
Yeah, man.
I sound lucid and free.
Take America the Beautiful would have been a much better song. With a little lesbian action in it.
Women love to dress slutty. Here's a funny story. I was at the Comedy Store Saturday night. I'm about to do the show. Clown blowjobs, yay.
Uh-huh.
Sapphire, the black lesbian zombie, loves blowjobs, yay. Clown blowjobs. That'd be fun to watch a zombie blow a fucking clown. That'd be a fun thing. I was at the Comedy Store, and we were. I was just hanging out, and this whole like herd of gorgeous young girls dressed totally slutty.
Right.
And there's this brunette in the front. She's kind of turned around, looking at everybody, but she was hot. I'm like, man, she's fucking hot. And then she turns around. It's my cousin.
Oh,
God.
And I'm like, oh, hey, Jade, what are you doing? She's like,
Hey, Jade, want to leave the family?
Yeah. And then I just realized that this little girl, who I've known her entire life, was a little bundle of joy, is all grown up. And she's going to do grown up girl things like do coke off guys' dicks and drop Molly and eat out her friends. That's just, I have to come to accept that.
Oh, that Jade.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I know.
Just uncalled for, Skippy. Green.
He knows her.
I know her.
He can't not make that connection.
Now, Nikki, are you, which phase are you in right
similar,
now?
Right?
Are you in a beaver phase or a fucking dick phase?
Well, you know, I just got out of a long-term relationship with a woman, and shortly after that, I had sex with a man, and I forgot what it feels like to be thrusted into, and I was like, oh, it's so easy. We don't have to strap anything on anyone.
Yeah, right?
It was so nice. I was like, I think I'm going to stick with this for a while. Plus, I don't like to say this because I don't like to be called this, but it's true that bitches be crazy. It's just totally
bitches
true.
Be crazy
they
from
are.
Our bisexual residence.
Right. Show. It's
Sapphire eats a little box once in a while.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard enough being a complex woman and then having to deal with another complex woman. You just need some simplicity, some dude.
Just something
like,
that's
just a guy, the caveman. Yeah. Fuck you.
Just the guy who's like, let's eat this.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna We're gonna end our show, and then Nikki's gonna take us out with a song. So, what do you want to push real quick?
Oh, Kickstarter, Kickstarter.com, NikkiLinkHat.com. If you go to Kickstarter, it's Nikki Link Hat, Dance Your Hate Away, and you'll find my campaign.
Skippy, what do you got?
Check me out, Lick My Balls, coincidentally.cc. And also, I have a CD available on iTunes right now, also called Lick My Balls.
Nice. You guys were both extraordinary tonight.
I'll be at Foxwoods this weekend with Steve Byrne.
Okay. Is he mad at me?
Loves you.
Okay.
Just doesn't want to ever let you near a sandwich again.
Loves you. That's not a no.
Vicky, what... No, he hit me up. I'll make a... What do you got going on?
Oh, God. Go to naughtyshow.net. Should I announce our winners?
Yeah,
Laughter?
Why not?
Okay, our third place winner tonight on Laughter was Immortal J. Woo! He gets... what's that? The poster, right?
Yep.
Second place winner, El Burro, once again, ranking in the top three. Woo! You get the signed sex toy. First place... Chad Edge. You did it again, bro.
Chad, you got a bit at the end. I think you scared people off.
I think you scared people away.
Well, guys, this has been an nice show. You guys both crushed. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you, everybody who supports the shows. Your five stars have been great.
Thanks for having us.
So thankful here. And
Thank your mother for me.
She loves you, bro.
She will.
She loves you. And Nikki, you're going to get a vibrator for coming on the show tonight.
I'm going to get a vibrator?
Whoa. For you.
I was just trying to order one.
I get nothing.
No, I don't have to.
You got Sam's mom.
Thank you.
Okay. You get my mom. Okay. You don't get a vibrator
in your box, too.
This literally saved me an Adam and Eve order. Thank you.
There we go.
All right. Nice. That's what I'm the gift. Okay. Yay. So what song are you taking us out with?
This is a song about looking on the bright side of life.
Okay. So we'll see you guys on the other side. Please enjoy Nikki Lynn Katz's song, and we'll see you on the other side.
One day my prince will come riding in on his white horse. A few years later I'll be in depression from a painful divorce. What's even worse than that? There's a band that exists called Nickelback. Do you still want to live? Probably not. It would be better if the world didn't exist. It would be better should make the best of it. So go out and get laid. Don't want to rain on your parade, but not everyone gets to sip lattes at their desk. If you find yourself depressed, just go out and have sex. 6 million of my ancestors were incinerated by the Nazis. 230,000 people drowned in a crazy-ass tsunami. Is the happiest moment in your life worth the Rwanda genocide? I'm guessing probably not. It would be better if the world didn't exist. It would be better if the world didn't exist. But since it does, we should make the best of it. So go out and get laid. Jews and Africans were enslaved, and that really fucking sucked. So the best that we can do is go out and get fucked. If the suicide bombers were getting some, do you think they'd want to strap on those bombs? I'm guessing probably not. It would be better if the world didn't exist. It would be better if the world didn't exist. But since it does, we should make the best of it. So go out and get laid. Or eat Ben and Jerry's half-baked. Sponsor the education of a kid in Africa. Don't fuck your kids up, just be a good parent. Listen to great music and drink great wine. Have lots and lots of sex, but wear a condom and use a backup method of birth control so you don't have unwanted children. Because that's the core of most of our problems. I'm not necessarily encouraging promiscuity. I'm sure it's better with someone you love. But as long as you're responsible, just go out and get laid.
Nikki Lake!